Hello everyone, welcome back to my channel, and this video is about Douglas Murray. Douglas Murray, to think I sat beside him in school, earning a few lessons in religious studies. Patently, he didn't learn any ethics. Now, he's an extraordinarily impressive person, and he was at school as a music scholar, only there for 6 months. He's a year ahead of me. I'm not quite sure why they put him into our class just for a few lessons. But, you know, a polymath, really, really gifted. I remember when he was 17, he told me he was writing a biography of Bosie, as in Oscar Wilde's Paramore. And I thought, yeah, right. He really was. And he actually had it published when he was like 21. So apparently, I've not dipped into myself. Apparently, it's a truly commendable biography of Lord Alfred Douglas. And now he's this Zionist rent-a-quote. What a sad degeneration for someone I once held in the very highest regard. So he's a very able, glib debater, quick on his feet, able to play to the gallery. And indeed, he comes up with some cogent arguments sometimes. I don't disagree with him on everything. He's an out gay man, and that's one of the reasons why he's so against Islamism as he sees it. But sadly, he has been perhaps the most farouche advocate for crimes against humanity when it comes to the long-suffering and much beleaguered people of Gaza, and indeed Palestine in general. So I was truly horrified to see what he was saying on Times Radio a couple of days ago about the forcible deportation of the population of Gaza. Should I try and pronounce it properly? Forgive me, I don't really speak Arabic. I know some people think it's wrong in English to do it the Arabic language way. So it is truly revolting. And, you know, there's nothing that Israel has done against the people of Gaza since the 7th of October 2023 that seems to disagree with. You know, the tens of thousands of civilians who've been murdered, the mass scale kidnapping of Palestinians, the huge scale use of torture, the deliberate blockading of Gaza, withholding aid, medicines, cutting off drinking water. I know that's restored now. Electricity, which obviously includes, you know, hospitals and clinics. Deliberately bombing hospitals, clinics, schools, mosques, desecration of graveyards, humiliating people, looting from houses, just really a litany of just about every crime in the statute book. And he says that's A-OK. Anyone who speaks up for international law is an anti-Semite in his book. Wow. And he will resort to two quoque arguments saying, well, why didn't you denounce the genocide in Darfur or the crimes of the Assad regime or what's going on in Yemen and so on? And yes, there are other tyrants in the Middle East and there are other genocides and so on. OK, and that's true. People should denounce them all. But I think why it behoves people, particularly in Western countries, in the United States, in Germany, France, the United Kingdom and so on, fortunately not Republic of Ireland, is that governments of these countries, they are selling the weapons with which the crimes are being committed. If you know someone has committed murder many, many, many times and he or she asks you to sell him or her a weapon, knowing they're going to use it to target civilians, you must say no. Otherwise, you are more than complicit in this, an accessory before the fact, accessory ship that you can be as guilty as a principal for this crime. And so it persists. And obviously, advocacy for war crimes is a war crime in itself. And so it goes on. So now Trump has his ingenious plan for the deportation of the people of Gaza, which is truly sickening. So in February 2025, he said the United States would take over the Gaza Strip. Now, the United States has got no legal, moral or any other claim to a single centimeter of Gaza. OK, that's Palestinian territory. Even Israel doesn't claim it as theirs. But it is true. There are some Israeli politicians who say, well, let's steal this land as well. We've done so to some Lebanese territory. We illegally occupied Gaza before. We'll do it again. They've stolen most of the West Bank, you know, from the Palestinians, and they've illegally occupied much of the Syrian Golan Heights, and they stole even more late last year. Now, I know Israel has sometimes been aggressed by others, and Israel's not alone the guilty party of this. And yes, just in case people think I'm not aware of this, I'm aware that Hamas attacked Israel on the 7th of October 2023 and deliberately murdered hundreds of civilians, kills some military personnel as well. And yes, I condemn that, all right? I would like the hostages on both sides to be released. And make no mistake, the Palestinians who are held by the Israelis are mostly hostages. They see them as a tradable asset. Some of them are children, many of them women. In many cases, there's little or no reason to suspect they're involved with Hamas and so on. Goodness, so it really is terrible what's going on. You'd have to have a heart of stone not to feel sorry for the Palestinians for what they've suffered for over a century. So Donald Trump was saying that about 2 million Palestinians should be driven out of their homes, mainly into Jordan and Egypt. And there are a lot of people who are ethnically Palestinian who are in Jordan, who are Jordanian citizens as well. Now, why should these countries accept them? Jordan's been more than generous as it is. Egypt is not a wealthy country and they don't want these people. Okay. So this is a problem which, to some extent, the United States has created by backing up Israel in all its crimes. The Israelis themselves have created. And if they cause this problem, it's for them to solve it. Okay. Bring them to the United States if they're willing to go. But the people of Palestine have a right to remain in Palestine. Nobody should be driven out of their homes. And it's true that many Jews throughout Arabia were driven out of their homes after 1948. And that is, of course, revolting and totally unacceptable. I mean, I would say there'd be a right to return in both directions. Palestinians come back to historic Palestine, now it's the state of Israel. Jews who've got origins in the rest of the Arab world, Algeria, even Saudi Arabia had a Jewish community in 1948, will be allowed to go back. Restitution of property or compensation or restitution of citizenship, dual citizenship, fine. And then that's equal. Let's have parity here. But anyway, so Amnesty International denounced this plan as sickening and totally illegal. So Trump wants to make it into the Gaza, into the Riviera of the Middle East. Yes, but without, of course, the pesky Palestinians being there, that they would be kicked out of their homes and get no compensation for this very valuable real estate as he sees it. It's a bit worse. He wanted 500,000 Palestinians to be retained there as helots, just to do the menial jobs, no doubt, for Israelis and Americans. It was revolting. So, it ought to go without saying that nobody should be mistreated on the basis of his or her faith, ethnicity, nationality, citizenship, race, color, whatever. Okay. That applies to Jews, Muslims, Christians, to Palestinians, to Israelis, to the whole world, right? Sadly, a lot of people like Donald Trump don't see it that way. And yes, Israel has a right to exist. And yes, Palestine has a right to exist. So, anyway, I'm very glad that before Pope Francis died, the Vatican denounced this proposed crime, saying it would be make things even worse. So the president of Egypt, Abdullah Fattah al-Sisi, not a man for whom I've got much good to say, said, no way, this plan is completely unacceptable. Jordan has taken in an awful lot of refugees from Syria over the past decade or so, and it really can't cope with any more. So it would be a gross violation of international law. We know that Donald Trump is a convicted criminal 24 times over for dishonesty offenses, of course. This would be ethnic cleansing, kicking people out of a country, their own country, because of their ethnicity. Palestinians have a right to be in Palestine, don't they? This is something which shouldn't need to be said. And then Douglas Murray, unlike Trump, he doesn't have the excuse of stupidity or mania. He's advocating for that. So this is totally against the Geneva Convention. Douglas Murray, who bangs on about the rule of law, the Fourth Geneva Convention, 1949, which the United States and the United Kingdom were instrumental in drawing up. And this is what it says. Individual or mass forcible transfers, as well as deportations of protected persons from occupied territory. It said that they are prohibited. And Article 49, deportations of protected persons from occupied territory to the territory of the occupying power or to any other country are prohibited regardless of the motive. Now, I know say, oh, that means protect that's only protected persons, but Hamas are not. But Douglas Murray seems to think that every Gazan is a member of Hamas or something like that, that they're all guilty and so on. And it's true, a considerable number of people in Gaza supported Hamas. Maybe there's a majority, I don't know. But simply subscribing to that opinion, however revolting, is not a sufficient reason to deport them. It is staggering, it's revolting, I'm afraid to say it's unsurprising. Now, remember that the United States, the United Kingdom, other countries, I'm not sure about Israel, have ratified that Geneva Convention. And breaches of the Geneva Convention have led to howls of outrage when other countries have broken them, like the Russian Federation. And so on. And the other international laws, the Rome Statute, okay, which established the International Criminal Court, and the United States was really four square behind that. Now, I know it never ratified the statute that Rome Statute, But many other countries did, and I know Israel didn't either. But the great majority of countries did, and it's partly pursuant to that that Putin and his supposed Children's Rights Commissioner have an arrest warrant issued for them by the International Criminal Court. And actually, likewise, Netanyahu and his defense minister and so on. Yeah, I saw recently that Israel's national security minister is in the United States advocating for bombing food depots in Palestine, in Gaza in particular. So he wants to destroy food stocks, to kill more people through malnutrition, and indeed obviously kill any civilians who are there to protect the food or to collect food. Wow, yet another atrocity that he's advocating. But you know, Douglas Murray, it doesn't, you know, state terrorism absolutely a-okay so long as it's committed by his side. It's revolting. How did he really drink the Kool-Aid on this one? Someone who, you know, I used to think was actually decent, but you know, he's quite Islamophobic. Oh, Islamophobia is nonsense. It's not actually. Now, I know it's often a misused term, and Islam should be subject to scrutiny and criticism and all the rest of it. But to suggest that, you know, all or most Muslims are bad, now that really is Islamophobic. If you're saying that they're suggesting they're less human than anybody else, that they shouldn't have human rights, that they should be deported from their own country, for example, or deported from the United Kingdom. What if they're British citizens? They have the right to be in the United Kingdom, whatever they've done. Okay, they might even go to jail, even for life, but they have the right to stay in the UK. And so it goes on because he's obviously suggesting that Muslims can't be really British and so on. So, you know, customary international law, forcibly removing civilians is illegal. And when Russia kidnapped those thousands of children in Ukraine, moving to Russia, that was a war crime and a crime against humanity and so on. Is ethnic cleansing the certain thing, sort of thing used to go on in the former Yugoslavia in the 1990s? So it would breach all sorts of human rights. Everybody has a right to reside in their country. You might say it's not a country, whatever, their homeland. They have the right to freedom from arbitrary displacement, the right to family and community life that will be broken up. So break a number of international laws. So he's turned himself into a Trump toady. Very, very sad that Douglas Murray should be like that. He has a platform. He's got plenty of people who hold him in high regard. He is a man of consequence. He is influential. And if this happens, he will bear some of the responsibility, already bear some of the responsibility for what has been going on in Gaza. I know he's not giving the orders, but he's giving aid and comfort to the Netanyahu administration in what they're doing. This sycophantic interview with Netanyahu, all the softball questions, really being a publicist for the mass murder of civilians, it's all Hamas's fault. Whatever happens, anyone who says mercy, that is anti-Semitic, according to him. It is truly nauseating. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. And, you know, peace in Gaza, peace for Israel, release the hostages.